And there's some. You could take milk and sugar and nutmeg or something and make a sweet liquid that you could pour over pudding or pie. You'd call that a
syllabub.
A what?
Syllabub.
What do you mean?
Well, that's just what that is.
Tell us, not familiar with that. Tell me exactly.
Well, it's milk and cinnamon and spices and...
Is it prepared a special way or?
You can put whiskey in it and... you can either drink it by itself or you can pour it over coppers and things.
Mm-hmm. And you'd call that a
syllabub.
Uh-huh. What about a sauce or dressing or dip or something?
Well, there are different kinds of sauces.
Would a syllabub be considered a kind of sauce? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be.
And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around, you tell them, around the table, you tell them, go ahead and...
eat.
Or they're standing, you tell them to...
sit down.
And you say, so then he went ahead and...
ate.
Or...
he went ahead and sat down.
And you say, everybody has... already.
Sat down.
Huh?
Sat down. Everybody's sitting down.
And
I'd probably say everybody's sitting down. Go ahead.
Say if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you tell them, just go ahead and...
help yourself.
So he went ahead and...
helped himself.
And I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already... what, himself?
Served himself? Helped himself?
And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no thank you,
I don't want any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been...
leftover.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew it.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't... so he could chew it, but he couldn't...
swallow it.
And what would you call them? Peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself?
Vegetables.
Any special name if you grew them yourself?
Mm-hmm. Garden vegetables.
And something that's it's a grain that grows around Beaumont. It needs a lot of water.
Right.
And something that's made out of corn that's been ground up, people eat for breakfast. It's a southern food.
Made out of corn?
Well, yeah. It's been ground up pretty fine. People eat it with, along with the eggs.
I think you're talking about grits, but grits aren't made out of corn.
What are grits made out of?
I think they're made out of rice.
What about something that's, made out of corn that's been soaked maybe in lye water?
That's hominy.
And what would you call them? Whiskey that's made illegally?
Bootleg.
Any other name?
Of course, bootleg doesn't necessarily mean they made it.
What is...
around here, it doesn't.